more than 50% of Americans surveyed said that they believe the topic of today's video should be legally mandated for women to do. Well, what are we talking about?
Say my name, say my name.
We're talking about the thing that everyone expects would happen after you get married. My name is Josh Withers. You're watching a little ditty on the internet that's just supposed to help you get married in a meaningful and a special and a good way. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today we're talking about changing your name after marriage. 72% of Americans surveyed said they think, of course, it would happen, like, no question. More than half, 52%, said it should be legally mandated. But luckily, if you're in Australia, it's not like that. So today it's a really short little video or podcast, if you're listening, to help you understand how the name changing process works in Australia. Now, every country and every jurisdiction has different laws and ways on how this works. So if you're not in Australia, then this just doesn't apply to you. And I've got glimpses as to how it works in other countries, but that's not really what this video is for. So if you're in Australia and you get married, from the second you're married, at any point after that, you have three choices you can make, left, right, and center. You can make it today, then change it tomorrow, then change it the next day. There's paperwork, of course, so yeah, that'll get messy. But you can flip back and forth towards these whenever you like. The three choices are, number one, you do nothing with regards to your name. In fact, you would just continue as you are, as your passport, driver's license, birth certificate say you are. Now, either party to the marriage can do this. It doesn't matter who you are or what your gender is. You can just keep your name as it is. Completely valid choice. It's one that you're more than welcome to make. Your celebrant doesn't have to know. No one has to know. In fact, sometimes just to make family feel better, at the end of the wedding, we'll say, it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And like, oh, secretly it's not. But, you know, me saying Mr. and Mrs. Smith at the end of the ceremony doesn't matter. So choice number one is really easy. You just do nothing by doing nothing. You do nothing. It's really easy. The other two take a little bit of work. Option number two is that you would actually take your partner's last name. This is available to both parties of the marriage. You would take the other person's last name. So then you would have the same family name. And the first place you make the decision is just in your heart. You would just decide so, that it is because you said it is. That's easy. So you decide. The second thing is you need ID to prove that you've made that choice. The way that ID works in Australia is it needs like a paper chain, like a chain of identification documents that would all kind of come together and form a story that would prove that you've made this choice. So you might have a birth certificate or a passport that would prove that you were born and that was name A, that you are, say, Jane Smith. And then you married a Brown and you want to be a Brown. So what paperwork have you got that proves that? Well, you've got an official certificate of marriage. Now, that isn't the certificate your celebrant gives you. This is the most confusing part of the whole process, that the certificate your celebrant gives you, it's called a Form 15. It's nice, but just can't be used for anything. It's a legal certificate, like it's issued by your Commonwealth Authorised Marriage Celebrant, and it's got a serial number on the back, and it's issued by the governor. It's all very formal and proper, but it just doesn't mean anything in regards to ID. Your official certificate of marriage, which you get from the births, deaths, and marriages, which won't actually be issued automatically. It has to be requested. Now, from state to state, this differs, and I'll tell you about that in a second, but you need to get your official certificate of marriage, which would form part of the paper chain that says you were born a Smith, but now you married a Brown, and you're becoming a Brown. You would then take that paper chain to the two main ones, which is passport and driver's license people, so the Australian Passport Office, which is usually the post office, or you would go to your state's driver's license issuing authority. So in Queensland, it's the Department of Transport. And you would have that chain of identification, birth or passport, and then, or maybe if it's driver's license, you get it the driver's license. Then you have a marriage certificate, and they say, oh, cool, I can see. You're going from Smith to Brown. That's cool. Now, depending on where you are, I think it's free usually in the first 2 years or so. From what I understand, the passport office is free without a timestamp, so you can just do it at any point. Brit did it after 7 years. So you get your original ID, you get your official certificate of marriage, and you take it to the passport and driver's license people. They give you new ID, and then you've got new ID, which you can use to change everything else. Banks, Medicare, insurances, that kind of thing. After the driver's license and passport, if you're not sure what to start changing names on, I would just start looking as bills come in, as emails come in. But you know, you can also jump on Google. I'm sure there's 1,000 lists on there as to all the places you can call and change your name with. The third option is very similar to the second option and isn't executed in exactly the same way, but that option is to hyphenate. So instead of going from Smith to Brown, you're now Smith-Brown, which is also cool. Same thing, you get the official certificate of marriage, your original ID, take it to the passport and driver's license people, and they'll figure you out. So I wanted to round out with a few things that you should know from a technical point of view. The first one, and I've already said it once, but I'll say it again, is that it doesn't matter which party is changing their name. It isn't that the male has the dominant last name and the female would take that. That may well be the case, but for many couples these days, the male will take the female's last name. Everyone goes, oh, that's weird. Yeah, but you know what? Everything's weird. Welcome to the new age of everything is weird. The other important note is that the changing of the name is different to changing a name, say, if you're going from Jane to Jim, if that's the name you want to change to. That's different to a change of name through marriage. That's a change of name. So you would want to actually see your birth, deaths, and marriages and say, look, I want to change my name from this name to another name, and it's not through marriage, it's just through change of name. This is the same process you need to go through if you've been married overseas and you want to change your name through marriage in Australia, which is why I encourage people to do their legal marriage paperwork in Australian soil, because it's free to do name changes, as opposed to doing an official change of name where your birth certificate is changed, etc., and you would then pay money for that. You pay money for the changes, that kind of thing. A change of name through marriage is different to a change of name, which is important to note. The change of name through marriage is if you've been married in Australia with an Australian marriage certificate and you change your name through marriage through one of the processes we've already talked about. That's different to changing your name from, say, Jane to Jim. Or if you are legally married in a different country and you want to change your name in Australia, if you've had a destination wedding or an elopement, or if you've moved here, then you would do a change of name, which comes at a cost. Not just the cost for the change of name, but the change of passport and change of driver's license. And at that point, you can change your name to any old name, as long as it's within the guidelines they set out. Of the births, deaths, marriages, you can change it to anything. And you would just follow the process that your local births, deaths, marriages would set out for that. Final point is that you can chop and change at any point that you want. If you got married yesterday and you were a Smith and your partner's last name is Brown, you can decide in your heart that you're Brown today. You then need to get the ID to prove that, which is a process. And from what I understand, it can take up to a month or so. But you might change your name to Brown today and you are a Brown. And if you have to prove that, then you can't because you haven't got ID. But you get the ID. So in a month's time, you've gone from Smith to Brown and you're now a Brown. A week later, if you've had a change of heart, whether it's a change of heart in the name, or if you're separating, or if there's death, you can flop back to the old name in the same process. You would take the documents that show the direction you're going and the names, and they would change back to your maiden name. And then if a month later you're like, oh, we're not separate anymore, you can go back and do it again, or whatever the process is. But that change of name through marriage isn't a solid concrete thing. Like, it's as solid as you leave it, but if you need to change it again, that's okay. You just need the documents that show the change of name. Final point, which is a really small one. It doesn't matter what you think your name is. If your ID says your name is something, then that's who you are. This includes middle names, the whole lot. Reasons I say this are twofold. I have a lot of people fill out paperwork and they say, oh, my last name is Smith, but my dad's last name is Brown, and I go by Brown. I'm like, that's a cool story. But if your ID doesn't say that, then it's not. Which is the same thing your airline would say if you were flying after your wedding for, a honeymoon, and you'd been married as a Smith and you're now a Brown, but you haven't got the ID to prove that, like a passport, then don't book a ticket under your newly married name. It's who you've got ID to prove it. I almost forgot to mention about getting your official certificate of marriage. The state which you were married in, not the state in which you live and not the state in which your celebrant lives, but the state in which you were married, the births, deaths, and marriages in that state, needs to issue you an official certificate of marriage. That certificate won't come automatically. You've actually got to order it. In Queensland, the process is that you would get an email from the births, deaths, and marriages, which gives you an opportunity to click a link and just pay and get it automatically. In New South Wales and Victoria, your celebrant can order it for you as you do the process there. And in other states, you just have to do it like you would in other states as well, by manually going into the office, either online or in person, you would go and order it. But that official certificate of marriage is the proof that you've changed your name, if you have so decided to do so in your heart. If you, like Izzy, who submitted the question for today's bar video, have a question about getting married in Australia, the legalities, rituals, traditions, how to, etc., please be sure to send it through. hello@therebels.guide. That's the email address to send questions and topics and whatnot. And I'll be sure to get in touch with you real soon. My name is Josh Withers. You can find me at HelloJoshWithers on Instagram and Facebook. joshwithers.com.au is my website. And if you want to see more episodes of The Rebels Guide, or just find the links to the podcast or YouTube or whatnot, you can go to therebels.guide. That's the website for this podcast. Hope this has been really helpful. Have an amazing day.